from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
A little bit less reps with the ones today because we're playing the ones in the Buffalo game. So we're excited about that. Guys are juiced about it. In terms, we have a really good plan, a good process for that. We have a range of plays that we feel that are going to be good for those particular groups. I'm not going to get into talking about numbers, but we want to see a good flow and a good rhythm to it. But the starters that are available to us will play on Saturday.
That is Bears head coach Matt Eberflus on his team's plans for starters tomorrow. Did you know Matt Eberflus, who I still kind of can't believe they kept as head coach, is the favorite to win coach of the year?
What?
Now again, though, like coach of the year.
Who is he ahead of?
Everybody.
Well, I mean, I guess that's true. But like, who are the next like two or three?
Let me pull it back up. Yeah, who's right behind him? What's amazing about Coach of the Year is we're all the way in now on Coach of the Year is just, hey, who has the biggest turnaround? He's ahead of Raheem Morris, Jim Harbaugh, Matt LaFleur. Those are the top three right behind him. Coach of the Year is just, hey, did your team suddenly get better after being bad?
Yeah, but the
here's Coach
is
of the Year.
How much better? Like, did you go from one win to four wins, or did you go from four wins to the Super Bowl or something? Like,
right. The other nominees, by the way, Mike McDonald, Shane Steichen, Dave Canales. These are the next names. A lot of the new ones, right? Like a lot of the first-time head coaches. If you're a first-time head coach, although this is not Eberflus, which is what makes this weird, first-time head coaches usually will get the credit for, hey, you turned the thing around. Congrats. You got there, and boom, it's better. Eberflus, like, I don't think he's a very good coach. I don't think he's so bad that he's going to hold them back this year. I think they're a playoff team. I love their roster, and I think Williams is talented enough that even as a rookie, he should be pretty darn good. Eberflus, though. Hey, they stuck with him, and I guess he's going to be there for if they have success a while. He's also a good idea, I feel like, for first coach fired. Like one or the other. 803-0550 is the phone number. We're talking about Keon Coleman's role. Less so even like, no, I guess his ceiling is a part of it. Like, I'm someone that doesn't think his ceiling is that crazy high. But his role is what's most interesting to me going into the preseason. Let's go get connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Nick in Rochester is first up. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's going on? I think I think the Bills must think his ceiling is pretty high, but if that's the case and they drafted him to be the X, I think that's a bit of a mistake, because you can get, like you were talking about Matt Collins, you can get those guys in free agency fairly cheap if they want that role in the offense. But I think to draft a guy as high as they did to play that role in the same year that you got rid of Diggs and you didn't get a replacement, like you didn't go trade for Brandon Ayuk or you didn't go get another big wide receiver, I think it's actually harder for any rookie to step into a role like the X where they're blocking more. Whereas I think if they played him more as just a pure receiver, I think it actually would help him ramp up faster and help capture his upside better. What do you think about that?
Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying. Almost, you know, when Matt Collins does, you should be able to find pretty easily. And by the way, they did. Like, Matt Collins is not on a big contract at all. The dirty work, that should be, so you could find that from somebody. The true, like, why are some of the elite receivers in the league guys who play the X, which often just means, or not often, always means, you're up on the line of scrimmage, so you're getting pressed much more often. You're not getting a free release. You're not getting a 2-3 yard head start on a corner before he's allowed to make contact with you. This is play goes. You're getting stiff-armed right in the collarbone, or they're trying to do that to you the moment the play is snapped. And it takes a different type of skill set. It takes a little bit more physicality to be in that role and also be an elite receiver. But you've got guys around the league that are able to do that. So what do they see as the ceiling for Coleman? I think they probably think, I don't know what they think. I know what I think. I don't think he's got that ceiling. Do they? Do they think he's got number one wide receiver traits, number one wide receiver ability? I mean, I don't know how far I want to go with this, but they did trade down out of his spot twice. And Bean admitted himself, he didn't know who Kansas City was taking. He thought it was a wide receiver, but he didn't know which one. So if you really had conviction, okay, this guy has got number one top flight wide receiver potential and can do it from the X position. If you thought that was his ceiling, I don't know. I feel like you'd have more conviction in the draft about that. There are big concerns that were there about his speed and about some of his numbers, yards per route run. He wasn't even number one in his own team. Last year, Johnny Wilson was. By the way, Eagles are putting him in as like a starting receiver. Fifth round pick out of Florida State, who played opposite of Coleman at like 6'7". He's having a good camp. I don't know. You traded out of that spot twice. You must not have thought it was that likely he was the number one receiver, because you traded a pick with the risk that Kansas City was going to take him. And, you know, if you were trying to predict in that moment who's Kansas City going to take, I could have got to Coleman. I could have got to Coleman. They had already signed Marquise Brown. Like, and they already have Rashee Rice, who is a very good yak receiver. So Brown with speed down the field, Rice with yak. Like, Worthy wouldn't have been the one I would have, you know, projected they pick. I think the type of receiver that Kansas City was missing is the big-bodied guy. So I might have thought Coleman for them. And the Bills, if you trust them at their word that they didn't know who Kansas City would take, like, they were willing to risk the Chiefs getting Keon Coleman. And, you know, I don't know about the Carolina one. Maybe they thought they knew Carolina liked Leggett. That one I don't remember if they had said whether they knew who Carolina was taking or not. But I remember Bean saying that about Kansas City. So Yeah, what do they think of him? I don't know. I tend to think they probably think Coleman's ceiling is likely to be a good number two receiver that has some faults, has some weaknesses, but they're going to try to maximize his strengths in the best way possible, which is use him in the red zone, have him be that jump ball guy, contested catch situations when Allen is scrambling out of the pocket and someone's got to work back to the football, or he's got to put it somewhere that where someone's covered and he's your man. There's a role there for him. I don't know. I would be surprised if they think he's someday going to be their big $35 million receiver. Let's go to Peter in Massachusetts. What's up, Peter?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Okay, yeah. So yesterday I was listening to you disparaging the DL and wide receivers. So I just like to point out that last year the Bills had 54 sacks, the second most in Buffalo Bills history. We had tomato cans that had backup DTs. We had major injuries. This year we added Dwayne Carter. We added Fred Spook. We added Javon Solomon. It's a much more stout line. We had injuries last year. We got a healthy Milano. We got a healthy Daquan Jones. We had 54 sacks last year with tomato cans, and you're worried about the DL.
Well, they lost their number one sack. They lost their number one sack guy along the way too. Like that should be mentioned here. They lost Leonard Floyd.
Yeah, I mean, so you lost him, but I mean, you know, Ed Oliver's going to stock up.
Well, that was a fifth of their sacks last year. Was that one player?
And then we just added three more players. They're going to have more sacks. I guarantee you, between Smooth,
more smacks, Coleman, snacks than who?
And Carter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Get more sacks than Floyd. I'll make that bet anytime. Okay, so going back to the wide receivers, Matt Collins does a lot more. First of all, he has an incredible catch percentage. The Bills could not drop everything last year, drop after drop after drop. They had tomato cans at 4 and 5 receiver last year. You know, Matt Collins will catch everything. He's a beast of a blocker. He's an incredible special teams player. Gabe didn't play special teams last year. He's an improved Gabe Davis, in my opinion. You know, you go through the lineup. I mean, they're going to have tough cuts with Shavers. You know, you're not including the tight ends. Tight ends is part of the receiving group. Kincaid is going to be a monster. Davidson is uncoverable right now.
Peter. Whoa, hold on. Davidson is uncoverable. Are we just going to go through the whole roster and everybody's great? Is that what we're doing here? Zach Davidson is uncoverable at practice?
That's right.
Do you know these things can be looked up, by the way, right? You know Matt Collins has a 59% catch percentage for his career, right? Like, this is not a player that catches everything.
What was his catch percentage last year?
His catch percentage last year was 60%. Yeah. It was 1% better than his career average. Like, he's not, actually, it's right around Gabe Davis. He's someone that runs down the field. Do you think he's a better player than Gabe Davis was?
Yes, I do. All right, he's more around. He's more. Gabe Davis didn't play special teams.
Okay.
He was a good blocker. He was not the blocker. Matt
is Collins. He a better wide receiver?
I think he's on par, and I think he'd be more reliable.
All right. Thanks, Peter, for the call. When we're getting to Matt Collins is a better wide receiver than Gabe Davis, and Zach Davidson is uncoverable. Even before that, let me stick with the sack point for a moment. Because I don't even know how to address the other two. Like, I don't think Holland's a bad player. When they signed him, I liked it. 2 years ago, he was, 690 yards and 4 touchdowns as a regular offensive player for the Raiders. He's never been a high catch percentage player for his career. He runs a lot of the routes Davis did. So he has a lower catch percentage for his career than, like, Shakir. What was Shakir last year? 92%? The defensive line has question marks. I think one of the few points I agreed with in there that Peter brought up was interior defensive line. Like, I think, man, the one rookie that I don't even know how often he gets mentioned in a conversation, Dwayne Carter, I'm wondering how good that guy could be. Maybe there's a stud in there. Because it's really, really tough to figure out in these practices how good are the linemen. Because they are not going all out. And a lot of these practices didn't even have pads. So figuring out how good a lineman is in training camp practice is probably the worst idea in the world. But, Carter looks like a beast. So we'll see. We'll see on him. But they added other guys too. Interior. Daquan Jones, by the way, you mentioned the guys got injured. Daquan Jones is injured again. Like, can I trust that guy to stay healthy? He missed the last couple of practices. He's got a groin injury. So, yeah, I would love to think he'll just be healthy all year, and that'll be an upgrade as a pass rusher in the middle, but I don't know if he's going to stay healthy. He's already hurt. But the edge is where this really matters most. And at the edge, I don't know how you can think they got better as a pass rushing unit when they lost their number one pass rusher. They had 54 and a half sacks last year. They lost a fifth of that in one guy. And the guy that you're hoping to replace that production, he could, but Von Miller is a question mark. I don't know what he's going to give them. I think I know for a fact he's going to give them more than he did last year, but that's because last year it was zero. Nothing. 3 tackles. He's going to do better than that. But can he be Floyd for me? Floyd was not, by the way, like their best win rate pass rusher. That was Rousseau. Rousseau had some really good pass rush win rate numbers. But Floyd was, he kind of became the, all right, it's third and long, and I got to put my 4 best rushers on the field. Maybe Floyd wasn't the best against the run, so he wasn't playing, 70% of the snaps. But when it was time to get pressure on the quarterback in an obvious passing situation, who was the guy that was out there on the field? Floyd. And one play that we forget about, because it came after the big famous play, which was Travis Kelce laterals the ball to Kadarius Toney. Uh-oh, Toney was offsides. Play gets called back on a penalty. We all kind of remember that as the end of that game. But what you might forget is on that series, 4th down, the game is not over. Mahomes has the football at midfield, down 3. 4th down. Who gets around his man right to Mahomes, and the pass goes to nobody because he got pressured? But the year before that, we remember the Von play, right? Von Miller gets to Mahomes. Mahomes scrambles out, forced into an interception. Who forced Mahomes into a bad throw to close out that regular season game against the Chiefs last year? It was Leonard Floyd. Can Von give them what Floyd did? I think he could, but I don't know that. Big question mark. 803-0550 is the phone number. Zach Davidson is uncoverable. I mean, he's been good. He's been good. I wouldn't say uncoverable, though. Time out here. Olympics are going on right now. The javelin throw at the moment. How far can we throw the javelin? They're throwing it like 60 yards. Do we think we can get to 30? I think I can get to 30.
I don't know.
How comparable is it to a football?
I feel like that's like the mistake you'd make. I feel like you'd try to throw it like a football and maybe it wouldn't work. I don't know. I've never
That's a great point. That's a great point. There's form here that would probably maybe it would go 5 yards because I just wouldn't know how to throw it. That's a good point. Jody Biasi, Jeremy White's off today. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.